Hello, this is my Lenten diary for Monday, February the 27th, 2012. We are at the very beginning of the first full week in Lent. This morning, the Daily Office began its journey through Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We will be reading this epistle for the next few weeks. And as I listened to the lesson being read this morning, I couldn't help but think of a professor that I had when I was doing my undergraduate degree. His name, Fahim B. Akhdari. Dr. Akhdari was a bit of an exotic species around the college that I attended. We were mostly white, mostly Southern, mostly fundamentalist, mostly pretty sheltered Pentecostals. And Akhdari was an Egyptian, a Coptic Christian. I remember one day watching him lecture and catching a glimpse of a tattoo that he had on the inside of his right wrist. Well, in the little sheltered school that I attended, people with tattoos were, well, pretty rare. In fact, as far as I know, Akhdari was the only person on the entire campus who had a tattoo. And the tattoo was of a Coptic cross. Well, one day, a number of us finally got up enough nerve to ask him about the tattoo. And he responded to us by saying, "Here in this country, you wear crosses around your neck, you wear lapel pins of the cross, you hang them on the crosses on the wall, you put crosses on your churches. But in Egypt, where we are a minority, we bear the cross literally in our flesh. And I count it as a great honor," he said, "to carry the mark of Jesus, to be able to proclaim by my very life the power of the cross." Well, now that will call you up short. This morning, I thought about Akhdari as I listened to these words from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Paul writes, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." The cross is still a mystery. We spend a lot of time trying to avoid it seems to me, in mainline Christian churches. It's a little too bloody. It's a little too raw. It's a little too in your face. What do we do with this crucified man? What do we do with this crucified God? What do we do with the whole business of atonement and salvific death and execution and torture? It's all very complex, and what do we do with it all? In fact, it's not so much what we believe about the cross that confuses people outside of the church. In some ways, they want to know how we can believe anything about it at all. A lot of questions here. I don't pretend to have all the answers. But I can tell you this, sitting in that classroom 30 plus years ago, listening to Akhdari talk about what it meant to live as a Christian in a land where Christians are a religious minority, I got a glimpse of what the power of the cross must be about. The power of the cross is that which draws us, even as it repels us. That which gives us hope even in the face of ultimate defeat, that which brings life out of death. It's really amazing we have so ceremonialized the cross. We make the sign of the cross. We draw crosses, either in ashes or in chrismal oil or with unction oil. In the middle of all of those moments of life, somehow this very primal symbol of the cross, this foundational piece of our story as Christians, brings us a comfort and a challenge beyond words. For those outside of the faith, it is foolishness. It may even be foolishness to some of us within the faith. But I think Fahim was on to the same thing that Paul said centuries earlier. It is the power of God. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully increase in us your gifts of holy wisdom, in almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, that our lives may be directed to the fulfilling of your most gracious will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.